That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, real ass dude, ultimate minority, Joan Jett of comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar, Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Back and look at my new fucking my glasses are back. Shannon, I've decided that this is my alternative persona, Chichi Benson. I figured out a way to fit that name into my life. This is Chichi Benson. So when I got my mustache and my glasses, this is just, you know, I'm a little more willing to do pills. A little more willing to pick up an underage girl. I'm fucking Chichi Benson, baby. Dude, I shout out to Yo Kratom when I was in
Myrtle Beach.
Thank you, Myrtle Beach, Zach D'Amico. They came and picked me. They came and picked me up, and both the guys from Yo Kratom have Lamborghinis.
What?
They both picked me up, and they were like, "Yeah, dude, God bless you guys for buying Yo Kratom, because these guys."
Is that kind of money in Kratom?
Apparently,
man, there's double Lambo money.
Double,
in Kratom?
They picked me up. They're like, "Which Lambo you want to hang out?" And yeah, it's fucking. Yeah, hold on. Why was he even fucking bringing that up?
That's a Myrtle Beach.
You wanted to thank them.
Your glasses, the look.
I wanted to thank them. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. We were driving around in his Lamborghini, and the amount of chicks that, like, they just want to fuck you because you're in a Lamborghini. It's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Wild. Children. young children, girls. These children wanted to fuck us. It was crazy. They were dropping off at the hotel. And these two, they couldn't have been a day over 14 years old.
Jesus.
These girls, they both had braces.
Gross.
Lewis
was throwing out candy out of the Lamborghini.
<Boner check. laughs>
Throwing mini Snickers.
You girls need a ride to school?
Full size. That's Lambo money, buddy.
Doggy, these fucking whores, these Myrtle Beach fucking teens, doggy, they straight up went.
Oh, wait, hold on. 14, Myrtle Beach, 14.
Yeah.
That's like a 19-year-old.
No, dude, yeah. This girl, these were
that's
children.
That's a Pennsylvania 35.
Yeah. It made me so uncomfortable. I mean, honestly, they were young enough that it was like they were kids. And they were dropping me off in the hotel, and they turned around, these two girls. They were white girls, too. They turned around, they picked you up. A black chick, you're like, all right, obviously. Yeah. They got nothing. Yeah.
She heard Lamborghini, she thought it was her name.
Yeah. No, these girls walked over to the Lamborghini. They're like, oh, my God, nice car. And they started like playing with their hair. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with these children? What is wrong with these whores?
It's the rev of that engine, baby.
Yeah. If James wasn't there, we would have went to jail.
You should have let him have at him.
Yeah.
That's what you should have
done. Let the young bull go. Yeah.
No, obviously, I'm just kidding. But it was fucking... It was very telling how hoary women are. And also how shitty my car is. Now I don't like my car. I hate my car. Yeah. All I want is a Lamborghini. How cool is a fucking Lamborghini?
It's the coolest.
But that really is like a difference between men and women. Like, if you saw a disgusting woman in a Lamborghini,
you would be like,
sup, bitch.
Yeah. Nice car.
Nice car. Hey.
But, I like your warts.
Lamborghinis are so nice that, like, men in the street were doing it. They'd, like, guys would, like, start, like, flirting a little, like, yo, nice car. What's going on? It wasn't that. It was a fucking Lamborghini.
It was a Kia Lamborghini.
It was a Lamborghini SUV, actually. It really
they
was.
Make SUVs?
They did, yeah.
What?
It's just a Miata. Lewis doesn't know.
No, it was
oh,
pretty,
wow.
It was pretty fire.
And that thing? That's what you're pulling tail with that?
Doggy. Well, it just says the word Lamborghini on it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It just
that
says,
just looks like a that looks like a BMW.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Honestly, it's not as impressive as the fucking
as like
flippy
the,
car
yeah.
up Lamborghinis. That would have been way better.
Is the engine in the back on that?
I have no idea, dude. I have no idea.
I was just fucking paying attention to these children.
I was just looking at these kids. These
hot kids everywhere trying to fucking smash.
Man, Lewis and Myrtle Beach, look out.
Yeah, dude.
Have you ever been there before?
No, my first time. Class, you're trashy.
Welcome to another episode of Trashy or Classy.
We don't have time to play Class or Trashy.
That's the, yeah.
You were flirting with children. What do you think?
He got picked up in a Lamborghini SUV by the Yo Kratom guys.
Ah, shit.
Garbage.
South Myrtle Beach is trashy. The epitome of trash. Yeah.
Trashy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, because that's like a destination for people from like Philly or like wherever. They think it's like, oh, we're going far away. We're investing a lot of money to get there.
I liked Myrtle Beach.
Because you're trash. It's a good time. I've had a blast there, but it's...
I had a great time. Me and my
son. I get what Lewis, but I see what you mean, because it's like a third tier destination. It's like, yes. Busch Gardens.
Yes, it's like, exactly. It's for the people that couldn't afford Mexico or Jamaica. Or
by whatever. The way, Busch Gardens, my favorite place growing up.
What? Yeah.
Also, that Lone Wolf Beach or was whatever. Way more expensive than Miami. Way more.
Sure.
Dude, this shit was fucking crazy expensive. Crazy expensive. I stayed at a Residence Inn. It was $800 a night.
A residence
fucking inn on the beach, dude. I swear to God, I shit you not.
That's crazy.
If it says by Marriott, you know it's not good.
Yeah.
It said by Marriott. Like, it's not even its own fucking thing.
It's not even a Marriott bed. Like, this is ours. It's like, hey, we have a hand in this.
Did it have a kitchenette in it?
Yeah.
Oh,
full-size fridge?
Trash.
Full-size fridge, kitchenette,
you're in a bad
microwave.
Place.
Electric stove?
It was actually pretty nice. All bullshit aside, it was actually pretty nice.
Sure.
But it was not $800 a fucking night.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because now that everything's open back up, people are freaking out.
Sure.
They're all just going down there and they're butt fucking people. There it is. There it is, Shannon.
Nice.
Looks like they stole that place from Miami, though.
Yeah. It was cool. The water was nice. The fucking people were cool.
The water's nice down there in North Carolina.
A lot of white people, too. I was surprised. I thought it was going to be a lot more riffraff.
Yeah, no, I think, I mean, but...
You like vacation with white people?
Yeah. You know, you're trying to teach my kid a lesson here. It's like one vacation.
Get him on the right path here. Yeah.
Fucking, you bring him to the fucking favelas in Brazil. Relax. I'm not bringing him to the hood. No, but I had a great time in Myrtle Beach. We should go over the beats of my vacation and we should figure out if they were classy or trashy. If we
this
did
is
anything,
your second vacation.
I mean, I was driving around in another man's Lamborghini. Classy or trashy.
You were driving it?
No. I was driving around in it.
Oh, in it. That's all right. And you didn't have a car down there?
No, I didn't rent a car.
Did you hang out with those guys the whole time?
No. We just went to dinner.
Did you rent a car?
No, because it was to Uber. It was just easy. We're only there for 3 full days. And
just you and your son? Just,
man, we do a Father's Day vacation every year.
Because you were just in Jamaica.
Well, it was the whole family.
That was Christmas. That was Christmas?
That was a Christmas trip for my family. Well, it was after Christmas. Yeah. I buy the trip for my family.
That's his annual Christmas gift to the family.
I'll take you to Jamaica in 6 months. Merry Christmas. I'll take you to Jamaica in the off season. It's only 400 degrees.
So what did I do? Let's see.
The pictures with the animals were incredible.
That was really fucking... And you went to that guy. That's the guy from...
Yeah, Doc Antle.
That's like the OG.
That's crazy.
Doc.
Yeah. How much was that?
That was expensive.
Hit me a number.
$650 each.
What?
Yeah.
I'll get you a tiger right now for half that. What the fuck?
Did you get to fuck one of the gorillas?
Six, dude, you can see a tiger in the Bronx for fucking a quarter of that, Lewis.
Yeah, but you don't get to play with the tiger,
it's
dog.
True.
You don't get to fucking play with the tiger. They put the chimp right in your fucking hands.
I was proper jealous. Like, I showed my wife. I was like, damn, look at this.
Yeah, that's Michael Jackson level shit.
But apparently it's extremely... unethical.
Yeah. Well, I've watched the documentary. It's
apparently,
not a good...
that's what you're paying for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently,
because you know it's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, once those tiger cubs aren't cubs anymore,
they put them down.
They start to eat a lot. They start to take up more.
Costs a lot of money to keep those tigers.
They start to try to kill you and everyone that works at your park.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. You think they kill them?
They for sure, dude. That's part of the documentary.
They have 15 cubs and 3 adult ones, and that number stays the same
forever.
Think about that.
Those things reach like 9 months and they bury them somewhere.
Yeah, like, what happened to Tigger?
Yeah. Oh, Tigger, it's like they're on Tigger number 14 now.
Maybe they get their own place. I don't know.
Well, they did that at one point, so they do
damn,
this.
Damn, look at that, looks photoshopped.
So at one point they bring in, so the way these things work is,
well,
they,
so you and your son have the exact same expression.
Oh, I'm, dude, I'm, it was,
who's
so,
that dude in the back?
This is his other, Donnell man. Rawlings.
He's in every picture. Donnell Rawlings.
An extra 10
everywhere.
Bucks you get Donnell Rawlings in the picture as well.
They bring,
he's
you,
visiting his children.
Like into different sections. So you come out and they're like, oh, hey, look, like it's cool. Like it's almost like a show to a certain degree. It's a very unique experience like that, right? You're like at a fucking exotic animal petting zoo, mm-hmm. and they sort of like present the animals in sort of a fun, showy way, and it's educational. So it's like at first, like they tell you about a liger, right? And they're like, oh, the liger is a real thing, where it's like the dad's a tiger and the mom's a you know, or the dad's a lion, the mom's a tiger. And they're showing you pictures on the video, and they're like it's really big, and you wouldn't believe it. You're in this room, and they're like, and look right behind you, it's right there. You look, and there's a fucking liger, and it's the size of this room. It's wild, dude. And it's not natural.
In the room?
You like, yeah, I mean, this thing's probably got a life expectancy of 3 years old.
Yeah.
It's blind at birth. It's like we get a purebred dog.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, dude, that shit was fucking wild. And they're feeding it like out of a baby bottle. And, you know, at that point, my son, just like the look of elation on it. When he's looking at this liger, and he's like, what? Dude, it's fucking...
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
It was cool.
I've never seen that shit.
And then they bring you out, and then they fucking bring wolves out, and you're like, there's wolves just fucking licking your fucking face. And you're like, what the fuck
adult
is going?
Adult wolves?
Adult wolves.
Jesus.
Hyenas.
What?
Fucking real
hyenas.
Dude, neither do I, dude.
I don't like that.
They said that. They were like, look, you might not like these guys because they've been portrayed as fucking scavenging.
Yeah.
But not only do they scavenge, they also can kill you.
Yeah, and they eat you from your butt. They start with your butt.
Yeah, dude.
They had a pretty good podcast, though.
It's Giannis just eating your ass as Marisa.
It's Marisa.
That's it.
I wouldn't mind it. How did you get to meet the dude? Was he just randomly there, or is that part of the $650?
That's what you're paying for.
Yeah, he
you're paying $650. I mean,
this cocksucker knows. He
looks like a real bozo.
Yeah,
dude. Whoever dresses him every day, fucking, they.
He's
need
the
to get,
one with all the birds. Right?
He's got to have $1 billion.
He's got
to have $1 billion. But he, like, I was looking at his shoes, and I was like, dude, why don't you have like nicer shoes?
He's stepping in hyena shit.
He's fucking too busy killing baby tigers all day.
But he really lives that life. He's just fucking like, they live on this thing all day long, and they just train these animals, and they fucking rent their animals out to movies and have people pet them. And
that's the thing. It's also like he's making a lot. He's making whatever, $1 million, $2 million, whatever he's making, whatever he's walking with at the end of the year. And that's also Myrtle Beach money. Like that's like we were just talking about this. We were in Indy. And, like, you see a rich guy in India, you're like, that guy's got a lot of extra fucking cash because his rent or his mortgage is, like, $1,200 a month or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's fucking crushing it, though. But, yeah, I mean, every, like, area they bring out, like, it's, like, a new thing, a new experience. And at one point they had, while we were sitting having, like, refreshments, I'm like, watch this movie about, you know, this dog Roscoe. And I guess Roscoe, like, they found Roscoe on the beach. And he became friends with this orangutan. And it's like a little movie about Roscoe and this orangutan. They made a book about this. It's a swimming orangutan. It's the first orangutan that ever learned how to swim. And
no comment around that.
Easy.
Guys,
easy.
Whoa, let's move on. What are we fucking
put the guns away.
You guys are fucking racist. Aw.
That's what's up, nigga.
So but this Roscoe dog, they were like, they have this cute little video. And it's fucking, it's adorable. And this dog and the orangutan become friends. And then they're like, and here's Roscoe now. And then Roscoe runs out. And you're like, oh, Roscoe, he's so cute.
Don't tell him it's Roscoe 7.
It's Roscoe 7, Zach.
What? Are you fucking with me?
Roscoe's been dead for 14 years.
Of course.
The movie's all pixelated. I'm like, this is not adding up right now. Roscoe was fucking dead. They were on, I think, the fourth Roscoe, legitimately. And they were like, oh, yeah, we find a dog that looks exactly like this one.
Of course.
And then that was the first moment where I was like, this is evil. That's not right what you guys
the
just did right there.
The whole situation's evil.
Yeah.
Kidding me? And you contributed to it.
A lot.
Yeah. I got the hat. Amount. I got the flag.
I bought a $113 hoodie for my son.
Yeah.
$113 for a hoodie.
Bought a tiger rug.
Doggy.
A liger rug. I say it's over under 3 years before Lewis has an exotic petting zoo and like next door.
I would love to own tigers.
I'm surprised you don't have a snake.
No,
like a python or something in the house.
Cute.
They're not cute, and they smell.
Yeah,
yeah, they're fucking gross.
Describing the Real Ass Podcast. No, I don't want to get a say. I mean, look, an orangutan, not an orangutan, a chimpanzee. What I would do to own a chimpanzee. What I would do.
You got to keep it in a diaper. It's going to shit every... One of those?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, one of those. I loved him. I loved him so much.
Did it smell?
No, he smelled like fucking peaches. He was delightful.
Really?
He was the best.
I don't know. Pretty, yeah, they get pretty
they
violent.
They shit everywhere and all that.
No, dude, not at that stage. At that stage, those are cute, and they high-five you, and they give you knuckles. Look, chimpanzees cost upwards of $60,000. That's not bad. It's an Audi. Which is considerably more than you would pay even for a giraffe. $45,000 for a giraffe?
What
damn.
The fuck?
What?
You can get a zebra for like $30 it looks like, though.
20 or 30 times more than you lay out for a zebra.
Who the fuck wants a zebra, though?
Yeah, no shit.
A it's zebra? A why would anyone want a zebra? Just to feed to my tigers.
I wouldn't want a giraffe, either.
Yeah, a giraffe seems like a fucking pain in the neck.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, I'll give you that. That's pretty good.
I'd take an elephant, a little baby one.
They brought the elephant Bubbles.
What?
Bubbles,
they
the
had
elephant.
Elephants?
Dude, look at the picture of me and Doc Antle
just fully
and Bubbles.
Painted gray.
Doggy, this elephant was
That's
so
a baby?
Cool.
Oh, yeah, Doc.
No, no, that was a full-grown elephant. Oh. That elephant was awesome. Bubbles. Her name was Bubbles.
I've never seen the look of joy on your face like that.
It's a baby would cost around $100,000, an adult $80,000. Whoa.
I mean, who's buying an adult elephant, though?
Yeah, it's weird.
I mean, I would truly, if I had enough money and the property, because my yard's pretty small.
Yeah, right? it's going to break the trampoline.
I'd have to get rid of the trampoline. There's no way I'm having an elephant and a trampoline back there. I think my kid would rather the elephant.
Yeah, at least for like the first week or two.
Is it all right? What pets can I legally own in Jersey, Shannon? Can I own any of these? If I can own a chimp in Jersey, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to adopt a chimp for a year and then get rid of it.
Jesus Christ.
If I can own a chimp in Jersey... You have no idea how quickly I'm buying a chimp.
You probably can. You probably have to get a certain license or so, but I'm sure you can. Jersey's a little fucking kooky.
Yeah.
And there's also all those old old laws that are like, you can do this, if that, that are like
it's
still
not on Sundays.
Yeah, exactly. That kind of shit.
Gotta hide the chimp on Sundays?
You can have sheep or goats. Or alpaca, llama, ostrich.
Do you want me to spit directly in your face, Shannon?
You can't have anything fun
in
Jersey.
An alpaca?
Yeah.
An alpaca. I'll pack my dick into your mouth.
Did you ever see an alpaca, though?
Oh, yeah, dude. Hold on. I just crushed it. That was fucking great. That was...
You can't own any of that. All right, what about in New York? I'd move back to New York if I can own a chimp. No, I'll tell you why I know you can't own a chimp in New York. Because I would have seen a few chimps at this point. There's no way. There's that many people. If you're allowed to own a chimp,
you would see one on the train or
something. Yeah, you'd
see
one.
I don't know. They caught a couple of guys.
That depended on what line you take.
All right. I knew I was lobbing that up.
He's a fucking racist.
Yeah, the one that goes to the zoo.
Thank you. They caught a couple of people in Brooklyn. They had like exotic animals in their apartment.
Yeah, I feel like somebody got caught with a tiger pretty recently.
Yeah.
That was an old story back in the day, a famous story, like a guy who had a lion in the Bronx. He had like a full-grown lion in his apartment. And Mike Yard used to have a great joke. He used to really make me laugh. He was like, the whole joke was an act out about like a couple in the Bronx listening to the lion next door. And I was like, oh, he's really fucking her. It was great, dude. He used to nail it. Shannon.
Yeah, so in New York, you can have a sloth.
That's pretty cool.
I got one right next to me.
Sloths are adorable.
A kangaroo.
What? That's it.
Kangaroo's
a fight,
cool.
That's a sparring partner right there,
kangaroo's
Lewis.
Pretty cool.
You don't even have to pay him.
You can't knock him down.
Pretty cool.
A porcupine.
That seems like it's going to be a pain in the neck.
Honey glider, which we've been through.
Oh, did I see you bought those the gliders?
No, we were trying. I was trying to talk him into the sugar glider.
That's my friend's company. Like, if you're going to buy one, it's the kid I grew up. Sugar gliders.
I think Matt Richards did.
Oh, that's who it was.
Matt Richards bought a sugar glider. I was going to, but then I found out that they regularly accidentally kill themselves.
What?
Regularly.
They fly into like hot pots of soup and shit.
Yeah, they'll fly into the toilet.
They're really dumb.
I mean, you got to put a lid on the soup.
They'll fly through the fan. Like, it's fucking, dude, they have a death.
Also, they're really nasty for a long time.
Yeah, before they get used to you, it takes like 6 months for them to get used to you. So for 6 months, it's just little tiny flying rats that are biting your kids.
They're fucking kooky. My buddy owns the North American rights to sell them, and he owns the word like sugar bear, or sugar whatever it is, And when he was like getting this started off the ground, he had like he had to keep them in his apartment. So he was just keeping them like in his closet, like hanging in like his jacket pockets and shit. Yeah. He's like, I would put on clothes and there would just be like four sugar gliders in there.
They're really cute, but that's not the. But all right, what about kangaroos? Kangaroo, that might be one.
That's got to be a lot of space, though.
Dude, I'm going to fucking.
Yeah, they fuck you.
Oh, I'm going to bring it in the ring when I fight Jason Ellis and snap its neck right in front of him.
Like, kangaroo? Oh, he's Australian. Yeah,
like, take
that,
Mike.
I don't think he'd be able to.
You don't think I could snap a baby kangaroo's neck?
A baby?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude. What do you think? What, trying to snap off? What am I? A fucker? I got to be a. You know, I got to be. I got to get my.
Got to start somewhere.
Chimpanzee to do it.
He snap its neck and then chug two Fosters like Stone Cold.
Dude, chimpanzee versus kangaroo. I think a chimpanzee would fucking tear that kangaroo in half.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. You think those kangaroos got claw like they like fucking cut though. That's
chimpanzee
the thing.
Chimpanzee versus kangaroo. You think a chimpanzee? No, dude.
I don't think a chimpanzee would fuck
full
him
grown
up.
Versus full grown.
Full grown versus full
kangaroo.
Grown.
Kangaroo kick is one kick. It's
you
dead.
Are absolutely retarded.
I'm telling you,
you're absolutely retarded.
I agree with Lewis on this.
A chimpanzee, first of all, it has four times the strength of a human being. Okay. And they are capable of tearing.
I know the pressure. Yeah. I know, but my thing is like those the kangaroo like grab and then like cut you. You cut up a chimp a couple of times. It's gonna fucking hurt. It's not like the kangaroo's gonna fucking sit there. And he's a boxer. He's a trained boxer.
You sound like the cops who found my father. You cut up a chimp a few times. He's done. What are you gonna do? You know, good riddance. That's what I say.
Well, this is the whole reason people boxed kangaroos. Is because they were like punch drunk all the like you can knock a kangaroo out because of the tail, it doesn't go down, it's out on its feet.
Yeah,
and it's got a little head.
Dude, what? All right, chimpanzees. What animals do chimpanzees kill? Because I don't think we've ever seen a chimp fight a kangaroo. I mean, if the video is out there, please find it.
So yeah, I googled it and it said at comparable weights that the chimp would win.
Who
I need the background of both
like an
of
adult
animals,
chimp.
So.
I want to tell the tape.
Yeah. Like if one grew up rich, the other like kangaroos from the streets, so yeah. That's all that shit matters.
No, dude, that kangaroo is fucking done, dude. Kangaroos aren't like wild, vicious animals. I understand that they could defend themselves with their dumb big bunny paw feet.
They put you in a headlock.
That's what they are. That's what I want. I want a kangaroo foot for good luck.
Aren't they long though?
Yeah, it is huge.
It's just hanging from your keychain. It's like the key. It's like the bathroom key to a gas station.
Yeah, dude. It's fucking gruesome.
Yeah.
That's trash, man.
You are proper new money. You're sitting here trash? Having one of your employees Google what exotic animals you can own in the house that you rent in New Jersey.
I would love
that. Is the most new money I've ever heard in my life.
I would love that. I think my landlord is going to have a problem with my exotic pets.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna buy a house in a year, and that's it.
Where are you looking?
I'm going to be my own landlord.
Myrtle Beach.
I'm going to argue with myself.
That's how poor you... That's how fucking white, you know, trashy you are. You're like, I'm going to be my own landlord. Like, still, that's the epitome as landlord.
I won't fix my own shit. Yeah. It's fucking landlord, dude.
You're ignoring your own calls.
He has a yarmulke and pants that he puts on to fight with himself.
Yeah, I'm looking at Jersey. I got another...
What's the budget?
Next fall. I don't know yet. I got to see where I'm at in next fall. But I think, you know, it'll be all right.
It's a nice seller's house. Market right now. You got to watch out. It's good to wait a year.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I just have another year and 3 months on this lease. So I was like, fuck it. I'm not going to rent another place after this. I understand what it's like to live in Jersey now. I got the house life down.
Yeah?
It's tough to go. It's tough. It would be very tough to go back to the city. Like, I get out of the city for a weekend, and I'm come back, and it's like the fireworks are going off at night. It's loud. You can hear the elevator, and I'm like, this fucking sucks, dude.
I hate it.
I'm over it.
Store. What'd you say?
How's the grocery store?
Decent.
Yeah?
We got a few grocery stores. Got a few of everything. It's Jersey. It's dirty Jersey.
Doesn't it bother you got to drive everywhere, though? You got to get in the car and go? I guess you just started driving, so you...
I hate walking 4 blocks to go fucking get a coffee. That's psychotic.
I don't know. I like
it's
that.
It's 8 blocks because you have to walk back.
Yeah, I like
sometimes
that,
you forget something. Sometimes you forget something at home. You walk 2 blocks, but you got to walk 2 blocks back. Like, I've just walked 4 blocks. That's crazy.
I'm with you.
That happened the other day. The meter... I go to put money in the meters. You want to see me crazy? You want to see me go fucking nuts?
I know where this is going. I completely agree with you.
Go to put money in the meter. The meter's broken.
Fuck that. You should win. You should be like, hey, I get today free.
Right. But now I have to walk a block to the next meter, then a block back, then a block that way. 3 extra blocks just because this meter's broken in my life.
Mm-hmm.
They've killed me. They've taken a portion of my life from me. This is how angry I get.
Sure.
I worked myself up to it. And then when I see meter maids. I start cursing at them like a crazy person.
Just did this the other day.
They don't know why. I'm like, you fucking motherfuckers. Yeah, why don't you fucking fix your fucking meters, cock fucking motherfucker? Because the meter maids can't do shit.
Yeah.
They literally just have to take it.
I know. It's. I just yelled at one the other day because I got a new car and I never put the... I had the temporary registration on the front. Mm. And they ma- and also, it's like, that's not a thing. I'm from Pennsylvania. That's not a thing. Like, I didn't... They mailed it to me. I just put it in my car and I still had the temporary one up there. And... He wrote me a ticket for still having the temporary one. What? Like, he wrote me a ticket. I had paid the meter, so he wasn't writing me. He went and checked the ticket, then checked my registration, goes, oh, this temporary registration's expired.
Yeah.
And then wrote me a fucking $65 ticket for that, and I walked up. I go, yo, buddy, I got the ticket. Like, I'm good. He goes, your registration's expired. I'm like, well, it's a temporary one. Like,
yeah.
He clearly...
You fucking prick.
Yeah, and he's
you
like...
fucking cocksucker.
I gotta give me the ticket for the... And I just started screaming at him. I'm like, yeah. What the fuck, dude? I'm like, yo, have a nice fucking day. Thanks. I'll go get someone else. I think there's a guy not paying a meter around the corner, you fucking asshole.
Well, everyone says the same thing. It's like yeah, you're really helping. You're really helping the city, bro.
Sure.
Fucking out there. You know, we're all fucking working. The pandemic's here. We're all trying to...
But that's so true, dude.
We're all trying to be one.
That's so true.
You're out here fucking just taking...
That guy's never made a fucking mistake. Like, fuck you. You fucking piece of shit. But the thing that I found out, we get in the car, my wife goes, wow, I've never seen you yell at anybody. Like, kind of turned her on a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you do it right there?
Yeah, with the Indian guy watching.
I was going to say, you got to yell at Indian guys more
why?
Often.
Why? I don't know. Why are they all Indian?
You got a ticket for a small dick? I'm going to have to write you up for that.
Ah, shit. Let's see. Meter maids make from 17,000 to
Jesus, that sucks. And they're getting yelled at all day.
That fucking stinks.
They're part of the
problem. My thing is, like, you can get a better job than that. Where you don't get yelled. $45,000, that's like...
Do I feel bad
for
the Gestapo for not making that much money? Am I going like, oh my God, dude, they're not paying those Nazis that much. Like,
I heard they did pretty
well. We shouldn't be that...
No, we all got raises this year.
Hey guys, let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Delta for supporting today's show. You guys know Yo Kratom. They support us. They support everything we do. Well, they just launched their own Delta brand, Delta ATHC. Get you fucking high. It's legal almost everywhere. And it ships directly to your door. You don't have to go out to a head shop. It's cheaper than weed as it is. I'll tell you right now, the gummies are incredible. They get you really fucking stoned. They knocked me on my ass. Also, they have vape pens, which are great. I love Delta 8, and I really love Yo Delta. If you guys are grabbing Delta 8, or if you guys are in the market for weed, try Delta 8 from Yo Delta. YoDelta.com is the website. And when you go there, use the promo code GAS. You're going to save 25% off your entire order. Once again, that is YoDelta.com. Go support them. They fucking rule. Grab your Delta 8 THC at 25% off YoDelta.com. Promo code GAS. Okay, where were we? It's fucking wild. Let's do some plugs. Let's do some fucking pluggity plugs. Shannon. I didn't even introduce our guests. We just fucking went into it. We just went into it. We didn't care. Obviously, you guys know them and you love them. The Are You Garbage Podcast. H. Foley, Kevin Ryan are here. What's up, boys?
What's up, hey, guys? Thanks for having us.
A little plug time. Plug-a-rooski. Pluganomics. Go ahead, Foley.
What do we got? We're going to be in Cleveland and Columbus.
Yeah, July 14th and 15th. We're going to be in Cleveland and Columbus, one night only, each city. We're doing...
Hilarities
and the Columbus Funny Bone, where it's like with stand up, and then we play, you know, we do a live AYG with the crowd where you guys submit your questions, and then we, like, you know, play with the crowd and shit on you and call you pieces of garbage. It's a fucking blast.
It's good times. Come out and see us.
Beautiful. Zach Amico.
That Zach is not funny, and I'll be out on the road with Lewis.
Yeah, we got a lot of dates coming up. Zachy. This month, coming up in July. Happy July, dude. We're fucking here. First of all, I gotta say, shout out Yo Kratom for supporting everything we fucking do and being the marquee sponsors for Skankfest. Stuck with us over a year and a half to make this event happen. Other sponsors pulled their money out.
Time flies
other...
when you're on Kratom, though.
Yeah, it was a Kratom minute. They didn't even know.
Other
still
sponsors,
the same day.
Other sponsors are afraid. Like, who knows what's going to happen? Yo Kratom says, we are fucking making sure that we're going to stick with you guys for the whole time. So support them. They're fucking incredible. Skankfest South, November 5th through 7th. Houston, Texas, Secret Group. It's going down, baby boys. Everything's back open. We ain't fucking around. It is happening. And tickets are going on sale on Monday, July 12th, 8 a.m. Grab your tickets, 8 a.m. Monday, July 12th. Very limited. We were sold out, and we were one of the only companies out there, one of the only live event companies that allowed people to take refunds. And about half the people that, I'd say even less, maybe a third of the people that got tickets asked for a refund. So those tickets are the ones that we're re-releasing. They got to understand, you fucking idiots. They're going to be a little more expensive than they were originally. You shouldn't have gotten
price of poker went up.
There you
baby,
go.
Come on, baby boy. What are you going to do? But there's a very limited amount of tickets. So do not wait. July 12th, 8 a.m., the tickets are going on sale. All access passes and individual day passes. The pre-party on the 4th, you can't get into. You had to have the tickets from before. So all those people that kept their tickets are getting into the pre-party and those pre-shows on the 4th. But the 5th or the 7th, your tickets are available on July 12th. We're announcing our lineups on July 4th. It is going to be incredible. Who knows who's going to be there?
I don't know.
Who knows who's going to be there?
I have no idea.
Who knows who's going to be there? It's wild. It's crazy.
We're going to have zebras, giraffes.
Exotic petting zoo. That's fucking yes, Lewis. Yes.
There you go.
Shannon.
You can do it. Find out what you can do in Texas.
What can we do in Texas? Can I get a monkey?
Shannon. Sponsored by Are You Garbage.
What can't we get in Texas? Yeah. That's the more important thing.
Ooh, doggy.
Erotic petting zoo.
I'm sure you can get one to come.
Grab
you ever
your
fucking
tickets.
Alligator?
Grab your tickets.
Did alligator ever fuck you?
Skankfest.net, July 12th, 8 a.m. And look out on the 4th of July, our Independence Day, for a bunch of names being announced that are going to be on Skankfest South this year. Also, other live shows coming up this month, July 16th and 17th. I'll be in Bridgeport, Connecticut at the Stress Factory. Myself headlining, Zach Amico featuring on the early shows, but then we're doing the Depraved live on the late shows. Which is going to be fucking wild.
Those things look like they're cooking.
Dude, the Depraved shows, it's the best. If you don't know the concept.
Out of control.
Yeah. Dude, the lineups are nuts. The fucking crowds are crazy. Everyone starts off with their most fucked up joke, and then you work from there. And it's just, it's more than just a dirty show. It really is fucking, it's depraved.
It's one of the first times I've done a theme show like that, where the crowd is like really in on the
game. Sure. Oh, everybody's on board.
They love it. They want your first joke to be crazy. They want it to be wild. It really is fun. The 16th and 17th will be at Bridgeport. The late shows, Jessica Kirsten, Colin Charles, Zach Amico, Aaron Berg is on the 16th. Natalie Cuomo, Ian Fidance is going to be there on the 17th.
AM.
And then also we're back at the regular Stress Factory in New Brunswick with the Depraved on Wednesday, August 4th with Rich Voss, Joe List, Dalton Pruitt, Karen Feehan, Paul Verzi, Tim Butterly, and more.
Ooh.
We ain't fucking around, baby boy. Come out. The Depraved shows have been selling out like crazy, so get those tickets early. Then I'm in San Diego, July 23rd, 24th, San Diego at the American Comedy Company, and then I'll be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club down the shore, Point Pleasant, New Jersey, the 28th through the 31st of July. All those tickets available at lewisofskanks.com. Subscribe directly for the network, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Support the show by using that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. This weekend, Gas Digital is free altogether. July 4th weekend, the whole weekend, it's free. If you sign up for a year this weekend, you get a limited edition Gas Digital Frisbee. The only way to get this Frisbee, this summertime Summer Jam Frisbee, is by signing up for a full year. You laugh, but people are freaking out about this Frisbee.
They really turned into a fucking radio station. Call in now to get your free Summer Jam Frisbee, everybody. We got a hot show lined up for
people want this fucking Frisbee. I want one.
I'll tell you, doggy. Shannon, do you want a Frisbee? You do. I know she does.
Are they here?
No, we didn't order them yet, right? They're cool. I'll get you a Frisbee. I'll get you guys a Frisbee.
Yeah.
I don't need a Frisbee.
Doggy.
Should do yo-yos. Yo-yos would be sweet, too.
Yo-yos would be cool.
Yeah. Love a good yo-yo.
We want to do naked pens. Like, when you turn them upside down, it's just a picture of me and Foley naked. You remember those pens from the 90s?
I love it. So look, I'm very excited about all this stuff. Oh yeah, my Twitch channel too. This Friday night, the 2nd, if you guys are listening live, be in the live chat for my Twitch channel because I'm giving away a pair of all access passes to Skankfest. That's nearly $800 in value for one lucky subscriber that's in the live chat this Friday night, 8 p.m. live stream.
Now, I saw that. I have a question for you. What? From like a promotion. Do you have to run that by the other partners, or are you just going, I can give you 2 free passes?
I can do it.
And then just add it on. I love that.
Do what I want.
I knew you were doing that.
Could you imagine?
I'm like, he's using these passes to plug his personal Twitch channel.
Could you imagine?
There's no way they went over that in a meeting.
Could you imagine my partners telling me no, though?
I know, of course.
Could you imagine? I'm like, you're fucking mine.
Of course.
Fucking crazy women.
Lewis.
You crazy. What?
Do you want to know about the exotic pet laws in Texas?
I would love to. I would love to hear them.
Okay. So there are a bunch that you don't need permits for, but basically you can have anything with a permit. And here's the ones you don't need permits for. A lemur.
A lemur. I held a lemur. They were cool. They were the least cool of the monkeys.
It's not a monkey.
It's not, yeah. It's a marsupial.
It's a fucking monkey squirrel. Shut the fuck up. You don't know. You know nothing. It's a monkey squirrel.
A sloth again.
What's with the sloths?
They're pretty cool. They hug you.
Kinkajou.
I don't know what that is.
Sounds racist, though.
But
looks delicious.
Get these kinkajous out of my neighborhood. Lenny Kravitz is a kinkajou.
Yeah, right. Capybara.
That was fucking good.
Wow, what if that's all you...
A chupacabra? Yeah.
Aren't these the
Puerto Rican devil monkeys?
Aren't these the things that spit at you, though?
No, that's a great name for
the biggest.
A llama.
Those are the biggest rat. I would never go near that thing.
If Puerto Rico had a hockey team, it would be called the Puerto Rican devil monkeys.
Asian leopard cat?
It's a cat.
Yeah. So I don't know why.
It's a cat. We get it.
It's my cat, Jack.
Kangaroo.
There you go.
Kangaroo again.
Kangaroo to be torn in half by a chimpanzee live at Skankfest. Kangaroo versus chimpanzee.
You sparring a kangaroo at Skankfest? You can sell tickets just for that.
Well, look, Skankfest, it's going to get wild. I think we're going to do some wrestling again. There's rumor has it we're going to have wrestling at Skankfest again. Maybe some MMA stuff. I don't know when the Jason Ellis fight is, but I may need some sparring partners at Skankfest. I may open it up to sparring me at Skankfest if you're there.
You should 100. That's the most Lewis thing ever.
Hell yeah, dude. What if I just beat the shit out of all of my fans?
What if you get beat up by a fan, though?
Ain't
that's
happening.
A tough look.
Nobody is a fan of another man that is tough. So, Shannon, cut that. I don't want the fans to feel like I'm just trashing.
You fucking pussies. Come see me on the road at the Stress Factory.
If you beat Lewis in a fight, I'll go on a date with you at Skankfest.
Oh.
Shannon, what if I beat 5 fans in a row? Will you suck my cock?
No.
Please.
No.
God, I just want her mouth. I just want her mouth. That's all I need.
Sure.
It's so gross. Here's the rest of them real quick. I don't know what this is.
That looks like a human's face photoshopped.
That's Medusa's pet. It's a demon. It's a demon.
Spotted Jennet. Codamundi.
What the fuck?
These animals are
whack. It's on somebody's deck.
Are these Pokemon? Shannon, are you showing us Pokemon?
I've never heard of one of these animals. The only animal I heard was the leopard cat.
A bush baby.
There's two of those looking at your Lamborghini the other day.
Yeah, that's it. But basically, like I said, you can have anything with the permit, so you can probably rent any animal there.
Why don't you just get a petting zoo company to come in?
Ding Dong's dad in the racist live chat says, Lewis isn't tough, though.
Ooh.
I'll beat the fucking shit out of Ding Dong's dad. Let me make that very clear. I'm not a... Ding Dong's dad, do you think you're tougher than me? Do you think you're fucking tougher than me? I guarantee you I could beat the shit out of Ding Dong's dad.
What?
Ding dong dead. Ding dong ditch.
Ding dong ditch.
Ding dong ditch. Yeah, I'm not fucking tough, but I'm tougher than you, bitch.
Watching Bisping drop you was
satisfying.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
A lot of people.
Because I always wanted to know. I'm like, where does, like, obviously you're tougher than probably all comedians, or, you know,
a lot of comedians.
Well, that's
I'd
what I'm
say.
Saying. It's
not that
I'm
tougher. It's not that I'm tougher. I'm, you know, I think that if you, I've sparred a bunch, so I'm not afraid to be punched in the face.
Of course, but
I think that's more than most people.
100%. Of course. And I was just like in my head, I'm like, I wonder how good he is really getting and then to watch him fucking drop you like a bag of dirt.
Who's the comedian you wouldn't want to fight?
Dante, I think, is.
His name comes up a lot.
I feel like he's old. He's old, take my head off.
He's massive.
Yeah.
And he's really trained. Like, he's a trained martial artist.
Okay. Really?
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Dante told a story on Spook Show that haunted me about a guy who hit his sister and what he did to him. And I think it's Dante.
Wow. Dante, okay. Dante, it is.
Dante, and like, it's just his strength is not going to go. Like, the thing is, I think if Dante hits you, you're going out.
Okay.
Yeah. You're just going out. Like, he's a really big, powerful fucking dude.
He's a big fucking dude.
And he is trained now. He's like, he's a fucking, you know, old cripple at this point. I don't think you're going to lose it. I remember when I first met him years ago, he showed me a kick, I guess it was whatever the kick is. Where you spin and your heel, you almost like loop your head down and your heel comes up wheel.
I call that the helicopter.
A cartwheel?
Oh, dude, it was fucking crazy. He did it and he just got within an inch of my nose just to show me like the accuracy and like It was fucking
I
nuts.
Didn't know he was trained like that.
No, no, no.
I just thought he was like a street dude.
He was a street dude, but he was also like
trained.
Just he's older as
that's
well.
It,
so
that's the answer.
There was like an underground like subsect of New York with like thuggy dudes who like learned real martial arts, and it was like a thing like in the hood where it's like they had like underground fighting competitions and crazy shit. Dante's got some crazy stories about that stuff, and it's all true. He's not bullshitting about any of that shit. So Dante would be one that I just wouldn't. Just based off the fact that you're almost guaranteed to get knocked out.
Is there any peers you're afraid of? Like, obviously, Dante is older, and, you know. Is there anybody, like, in your comedic weight class that you'd be like, I don't want to fuck with that guy?
Would you fight Jay and Dave at the same time? And do you think you could take
I'd destroy them easily. Same time. Same time. Pretty easily. Mm. No, I'm not tough. I'm really not. Like, what I've learned about with training, what I've learned is that I'm legitimately not tough. And I thought I was way tougher before I trained. And now that I'm way tougher than I've ever been in my entire life, I feel like a giant pussy.
Well, you find out what you don't know. Like, before like, you start, you don't know what you don't know.
Well, I went into Ruka, and it's like, these guys are legitimate trained fucking killers, and you see the even like the differences between amateur MMA guys who are really going for it. Like, those guys are at one level, and you're like, oh, they're really a lot to handle. And then you see the guys that are professional,
sure,
not even UFC, Bellator level, like those guys, and you're like, god damn it, dude, those guys are another level. Then you see the UFC guys and you're training them, and you're like, holy fuck. And then there's the championship level guys,
UFC, there you're like,
and like Bisping could have done whatever he wanted, like at any given moment, and it's very humbling to the point where it's like you question who you are in the world, like where you stand. You don't, like, I never realized, and I the first time I ever trained with Bisping, this was my realization from it. You go like, oh wow, dude, we are not even close to tough.
No,
we're not even like like there's such a gap there that it's like I go like, shit, anybody out there could be anywhere within that gap. Mm-hmm. Like there's so many levels between me and that it's like you start to go like, I don't want to fuck with anybody anymore.
Yeah, I keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, dude, I'm not saying shit to anybody because there are fucking absolute killers out there and you wouldn't even fucking know it, dude. There was one guy I sparred with at Ruka that was a 125-pound fighter, dude. Looks like the sweetest guy. I wish I knew his name because I'd give him a shout-out right now. He was actually in Fight Journal. He was the skinny kid that was in the Fight Journal. Dude, this guy, I mean, just toying with me. Just toying, like literally could put his shin anywhere on my body at any given moment. Just fake it to my leg. I go to check. As I go to check, it fucking hits me in the head. Yeah. Like, but just absolutely toying with me. And this guy's not even.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, nobody would
He's
know.
He's still on his way up.
What about Kim? She was tuning you up a little bit.
Yeah, well, she has got a lot of anger. She's got a lot of anger still.
Would she
directed at Chi Chi Benetta.
Is she pretty trained in all that stuff?
No, not really. She's got a little bit of jiu-jitsu training. Yeah, but
she'd probably fuck
striking.
Us up though.
No. You're too big, guys. You know, she's a girl still.
You hear that?
Like, Harrington's a
come at
pussy.
Me, Kim.
Dylan's a fucking twig. So she was able to
pronounce twink.
Harrington's pretty trained, right?
No.
What about Gary Goldman?
No, I would never want to fight Gary Goldman.
He's got the size.
He's got those big bony hands.
He's just big though. Like
I know, but he's got the size. He was a college athlete.
And
which
Boston
is
guy, which for some reason I
which
always
is nothing
trust,
to fucking shake a stick at. And he's, you know,
he's got Boston rage.
And he can lose it. That's a big guy to when he's losing it, you go, you can't control it.
I would have no fear of Gary Goldman.
Of course.
I love Gary Goldman. I think he's great. He's a big dude, but it's like I'm not playing him in basketball. We're not having a fucking who can get a book off the top shelf competition. This is fighting. It's Gary Goldman. He's a big nervous Jew. What do you want me to say? I know he's like an anger thing.
Sure.
But yeah, he'll yell at audience members that are half his size, you know.
Sure.
Sounds like a challenge.
Didn't he fucking choke out Kevin Brennan?
He hit him or something.
Didn't everyone choke out Kevin Brennan?
A lot of people I think are on that list.
Like, everyone is fucking. At one point, Kevin Brennan has to look in the mirror and go, dude, you're the common denominator here.
Yeah. Or start training.
Yeah, I mean, goddamn.
Didn't Bobby went after him just recently.
Yeah, Bobby fucking. Dude.
Bobby seems like he has some toughness in him. He can lose it.
Well, Bobby's built like a fire hydrant.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy, if you get in his fucking grip, it's going to be tough to get out of.
You got to come at Bobby with a bat.
Yeah.
You know, or you got to just stay away from him for 35 seconds.
if you can keep your distance for half a minute.
He'll collapse into a heap of shit if you fucking...
That's what I have maybe like 15 seconds in me.
Yeah.
If something ever happened, I would never get away.
Yeah. No, that's it. Like I have the same thing. Like I'm not athletic. I don't like to run. I'm bottom heavy. If some shit goes down, it's like, all right, dude, I gotta fight to the death. I'm not running. I got to fucking, that's it.
I like how you jump right to fight to the death.
No way.
I meant if there was a fire or something. He's psycho.
Sitting there swinging on the flames. You won't take me!
Somebody called Gary Goleman, in the Race to Life chat, somebody called Gary Goleman Judy Gold. fuck.
I love hilarious. The
goal. Shout out to, whoever was that? Poop Kraken in the Racist Live chat.
What's with the Yankee candle?
Yeah, do you have a flood in here or something?
No, we like a little ambiance.
Hmm.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank Fume for supporting today's show. Fume, it really is a great piece of equipment that helps you quit smoking. That's what everyone that I know has been using it for. It's essentially like it looks and feels like you're smoking a vape, except it's not electronic. There's no actual vape smoke. They load these Canadian wooden inhalers with these cores that have super plants. And the one that's really, really popular is the Conquer Core. And what they do is that Conquer Core, they combine a few different ingredients that really, really helps kick the cravings for nicotine. This is a great way to stop smoking, a healthier alternative. If you guys have sort of the oral fixation, it's a great way for that as well. I know a lot of times gums and patches don't work for people. This is great, but they also have other ones as well. They have Reassurance for calming, stress relief, and anti-inflammatory benefits, and that's a combination of lavender, lemon, cinnamon, and more. They have Shield for immunity boosting and energy. That's peppermint, eucalyptus, clove, and more. So go check out their entire line of products at breathefume.com. That's BREATHEFUME.com. Fume is spelled FUM, three letters. Fume, not FUME, FUM. Fuck the M. Leave off the last E for savings. Shut up, Shannon. Go to breathefume.com and check out their products. And when you do it, use the promo code REAL. You're going to save 10% off your entire order. Okay, where were we? Other things that I did in Myrtle Beach, classic trashy. We went to Family Kingdom Amusement Park.
Sounds trashy. Mm-hmm. Never heard of it before.
A little bit trashy.
Can't be that good.
It's
Broken Family Amusement Park.
Single parent amusement park.
You can rent a dad for the day.
We went on that bobsled ride, which is just it's really fast. You sit on it and it just goes in a circle. Remember that ride?
That one. No. Yeah, that's no.
It's in every Rye Playland, every shitty. Like step above a carnival amusement park, right? So not like Six Flags Thrill Ride, but it's in every amusement park.
A Gravitron?
Not a Gravitron.
Oh, it just goes in a circle,
yes, and it goes sort of okay. Up and down. It's
like a sled type. It's a lot of times it's like a sled.
It's called
type
the bobsled.
It's just
and
a shopping cart.
It's called the Himalayan something.
Yeah. Okay.
And
the Himalayan dirt ball.
If you don't sit, if you sit on the outside. You're right, but if you sit on the inside, you're crushing. Or I'm sorry, if you sit on the outside,
you're sliding in.
Yeah, so
it's centripetal force.
I had to fucking. I asked the guys. I was like, "Where should I sit? The outside or the inside?" And the kid told me, "Sit on the outside if you don't want to crush him." But if I was thinking, I was like, if I was that kid, I would have lied.
Yeah,
I would have lied right to my face and had me crushing. Because the whole thing, it's like literally just you're sliding to one side of it, just getting dizzy. All carnival rides, it's just the point of getting dizzy. And I understand, sure. Like as a kid, I used to just put my arms out and spin in a circle for like 5 minutes straight when I was a kid until I passed out.
Because it was getting high before getting high.
Yeah, this
yeah,
one.
That thing.
Yeah, the Himalayan.
Yeah.
Did they have the Gravitron? That's the only thing that matters nowadays. That was the only actual cool thing was
salt and pepper. The salt and pepper ain't too shabby either.
That I remember was the salt and pepper. Though. What was the
salt and pepper? Was the thing that spun like this and then also around?
Looked like little like Tic Tacs. You know, you were in there, and they turned, and
and it went up like that, and it spun while you were going around. Yeah, I remember that. That was scary. I wouldn't go on that as a kid. I haven't seen that since I've been an adult and willing to do shit. My son made me do the fucking slingshot.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah.
That's crazy.
How much was that? Those are expensive. That's not tickets. That's
25.
A
yeah, 25.
That's all.
Yeah, they parked that thing right outside of the carnival. They were like, "Yep, we're a separate business altogether." Mm-hmm. Just fucking, dude, that shit
was cash, no tickets here.
$25 each. And my son, he's fearless, dude. Do you know what the slingshot is, Shannon? I mean, I've seen it every time, and I've like, I'll never go on that, ever. And my son was like, yeah, I really want to go on it. And I was like, oh.
Did you get a picture of you guys on the slingshot?
Yeah, I had some Mexican guy. No, I didn't pay for it. I had some Mexican guy take my phone and.
I have a video of DMX on the slingshot, right?
Let's see.
Hey, yo, bitch. This shit is scary.
This shit's crazy. What your niggas want?
It's some scary shit, nigga. It's some scary shit. It's some scary shit. Oh, whoa, what? It ain't nothing.
This is how he
That's all crack smoke being pumped in.
I mean, honestly, I get it. This is exactly what I was doing the whole time. I was freaking out.
You're fine.
What? What you niggas want? Dude, my eyes closed the whole time. Dude, my eyes closed the whole time.
I'm going to live forever.
Did you ever see the one where they ask the guy, like, right before they're about to launch him, they go, oh, hey, man, there's something wrong with your buckle. Something's wrong. And then they fucking launch him.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a prank that this guy, we watched it on the show before.
That's so mean.
This guy is awesome. He does this prank where he'll be sitting next to you, and then he brings, like, a giant screw and bolt with him. And then right before the ride starts, he, like, drops it. And it goes, clink, and he goes, oh, shit, that just fell off your seat. And you're like, what? What's going on?
I would fight that guy when we got off. We would fist fight.
Dude, watching people lose their minds thinking that their seat
they're about to die.
Dude, it's fucking wild.
That's what you think anyway. That's part of the thrill of it.
When they ride up.
I want to get off. I want to get off.
That's hilarious. Like, shut up, gay nigga.
I want to get off. Oh, shit.
Oh, my fucking God.
Just tell me when you finna go first.
Like, he gonna tell us for real.
He is, bro.
No, fucking not. Oh, my God.
He's
finna go.
Oh, shit. All right.
Just go already. Fuck.
Cool. Way too loose, man.
Just way too loose.
I tell you, full on.
Bro, you were... Oh, my God.
No, it wasn't from the bottom.
Bro,
it's like a car seatbelt. Like, you just pull it and it'll scale.
This...
Wait, is my
tools? Actually, both of them. Hey,
both of them. I'd be freaking the fuck out.
Dude, that's so fucking mean.
That's so fucked up.
There was one. Do you remember the College Humor guys? There was like a big prank war, like probably like 15 years ago when College Humor was huge. And it got to the point where they jumped out of the plane, and they gave him a fake ripcord. Dude, so the one guy literally jumps out of the plane. They're like, hey, listen, no pranks when we're up there. Like, this is too fucking crazy. Yeah, no problem. He jumps out of the plane and pulls the cord, and it's just in his hand. And, dude, he starts fucking losing. And he gets on the ground, they're like, got you. He's like, what the fuck?
Is this it? Shannon, great. Whoever got that quick, great job.
Is that Paco? Wow,
yeah, look, it's in his hand.
He's holding on to it.
That's great.
B, convincing Streeter the...
All right, got it.
Too good.
Cool. Pretty cool. All
right, amusement park, what else? Where'd you eat?
Any good meals?
Yeah, I went to a place called...
The Cheesecake Factory.
No, we went to a really good fucking steakhouse. Harrington, what was the name of the steakhouse I went to?
El Bic.
Because he went there with his brother for his... Something 21, Main 21 or some shit. It was solid. Then we had a couple trash meals. Ate at the hotel bar a lot.
Mm-hmm.
At the Residence Inn?
Yeah.
By Marriott.
By Marriott, dog. Relax.
It's in a regular residence.
They had some solid rock shrimp tempura. Decent fucking mahi-mahi tacos.
Did you fly first class? What airline did you fly?
Did fly first class.
First class?
First class for the kid.
First class to Myrtle Beach.
Don't you feel like you're kind of wasting it on him a little bit? Well, he doesn't need the fucking space.
Hour and 45 minutes, $90 upgrade gives you first class.
All right.
Really? Yeah, that's
it's
pretty good.
And it's also a little fucking Airbus, so it's not real first class. You're paying to be in the front of the plane.
Sure.
That's 21 Main was the 21 steakhouse.
Main, yeah. Nice.
It was solid. Very, very
What good. Airline?
United.
Not too shabby.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad. Did we do anything else? I mean, it was really just, I almost drowned my son in the ocean.
Nice.
How'd you forget about that?
Well... Because we were out there and he wanted to go in the waves. And the waves, you don't realize, like, Myrtle Beach is like, it's just like, you think about it afterwards. You're like, oh, shit, this is a place where kids die all the time.
I saw a fucking baby die in Myrtle Beach.
You
I don't want to bring it up.
A baby
until
die.
Yeah.
A baby.
Yeah.
How old was the baby?
A year, maybe.
How did it die?
We were staying at a hotel, and he...
Ran its mouth.
Kangaroo kick right to the stomach.
A liger got him.
Oh, that baby's liger food.
The swimming orangutan grabbed him out there.
I mean, it's not a funny story, but he was a baby. He climbed up. The dad was sleeping. The mom was in the shower, or vice versa. And
You saw this?
I saw the baby. I missed it by like.
You saw a dead baby.
Yeah, by seconds.
Jesus.
I would have been the first one there, but I panicked.
You ran.
I turned the corner. I was like, what in the fuck? It was just. So he climbed up on the. He got out on the balcony, climbed up on the chair, then over the railing.
Oh.
And
Jesus.
Just.
How from high? How?
10, 11, 12 stories, like up.
Oh, my God.
And I turned the corner.
Wait a minute. Was there cops and stuff there?
Not yet.
What? You were the first one on the scene?
Well, I mean, it fell into the pool area. And I had just turned the corner, and it was just fucking there, and nobody was there yet.
It was you and a dead baby.
No, nobody was at the baby yet. Oh, I mean, like 30, 40, 50, 60 people saw it happen. I just so happened to turn the corner, and it was there. And I was like, what the fuck? And somebody ran up at this point and had a towel, and then like, it was...
Oh, they had to unfold it from whatever bird shape it was in.
It was in an accordion. Yeah. Just started walking away. No,
that's fucked up.
What? Yeah,
did you not? You never heard this story?
What?
You never heard?
No, I never heard this story.
I don't. I mean, it's not something to like fucking.
This
it's
is
not
great content. Yeah, what are you talking about?
All right, delete this, and we're going to do it on AYG. So he fell, and the thing that's like burned into my brain is, you know, when you lay down, like. There's this space between your neck, like where your neck doesn't touch the ground, like between your shoulder blades and your head. That was mush. That was just flat.
Jesus.
And what the fuck, man?
Yeah, the guy like picked up his head, like, because then blood's like, the pool, like the blood is like starting to fucking, you know, circle out of its fucking skull. And some guy ran up with a towel and like, was just like, oh, let's try to, you know, like when fucking Kennedy's wife tried to put like his head back on. It was like that type
what
thing of life.
Fuck?
What the fuck? And then the paramedics took like 12 minutes to get there and just came walking up.
Wait, so you're hanging out watching this?
Yeah, I mean, I was waiting for my food at the snack bar. I didn't need
my corn dog. Rock shrimp tempura.
What the fuck?
I mean, if you're a
hey, lady, you
want to
hurry up with that
call.
Funnel cake? Baby falls 12 stories.
I know, but it's like, come
it's
on.
It's like, all right, let me finish my lunch.
My thing was like, at least attempt. Like, they were walking up, like, who's got the keys? Like, they were like, you know, just like fucking whatever.
Oh,
it was a scene, yeah.
Oh man!
Yeah, you could probably go. It was in the newspaper when we left.
That baby fell one story, two story, 12 stories.
It was a fucking. Yeah, it was a damper on the rest of the fucking vacation.
Yeah. That should be an episode.
Throw away your Eric Clapton tickets.
That's why it's so funny. And the craziest thing is, I was down with my buddy's family, and my buddy's dad had his brother died that same way. Fell off a balcony of a hotel.
His brother died. Wow.
I was with his brother died the same
Jesus
way.
Fucking.
It was like a fucking sad last like 4 days of the vacation.
Oh, it was early in the vacation?
Yeah, it was like the second or third day. We were there
Where
for
was
a
this?
Week. In Myrtle Beach.
Oh, it was Myrtle Beach. That's
yeah.
right. I'm sorry.
And he missed the pool by like 2 feet, maybe. I don't know if that would have saved him.
That's two babies.
That's true. Yeah,
two,
yeah, yeah.
Two
proportionately.
Full
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not lethal.
For you and I, that'd be missing it by 12 feet.
Yeah. Sure.
It true, wasn't true, even close true. To the pool.
There are three people with cards that said 10 that just had to walk away slowly.
Jesus.
What happened to the, kid in the ocean?
Oh, yeah. So we were just like. So.
You got to watch that shit.
Undercurrent?
Yeah, I imagine you're not the strongest swimmer either.
I'm a decent swimmer. I'm okay, right? My son's a good swimmer. But we're out there, we're in the waves, and every time the wave, you know, comes, the undercurrent starts pulling. It's just like really hard. Like,
yeah.
Just fucking really.
You can feel, you got to fight it.
Yeah, so I'm sitting there at one point, I'm like, I'm pretty far fucking out. Like, we've kind of, like, we're out now.
It's no good, man. You got to get out of there. You don't go in there when it's that shit. You catch a riptide, you're going to fucking bug out.
Yeah, dude.
Because I've been caught in one, and it's fucking frightening.
Yeah, dude. Riptide got caught in H. Foley. That's what I say.
I'm caused by H. Foley.
I'm pulling the moon down.
Yeah.
Get that fat bastard out of the water. The moon's going to hit us.
Oh, shit. All the women around here are on their periods for some reason.
The whole beach sinks up.
Yeah, so we were just like out there, and I was like, fuck, dude. So at one point, like, we're out there, and I was like, all right, let's start swimming back, James. And I'm having sort of a hard time, like, getting us back.
What deep water?
You got to go sideways.
Are you waist deep? Yeah,
I'm
you swim
like,
diagonal to the shore.
I'm like.
Not diagonal.
Yeah,
can
diagonal.
I?
But no, you swim parallel to the shore.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, no, at that point, it was starting to come, like, above my head a little bit. And that's when I started to, like, be like, all right, we got to get back.
Get at it. What are you doing?
And I put him in front of me, and I'm, like, having him swim, and I'm, like, fucking, like,
it's everybody for themselves.
No, but it was
sorry,
like,
little buddy.
I'll
see you on the other side.
If I was by myself, there would have been no problem at all. I would have easily.
Sure.
But it's also you're trying to, like, not only am I trying to like save him from dying from drowning, I'm also trying not to freak him out.
Sure.
And I'm also trying not to get him, not even just to freak him out. I wanted to catch any wind that I'm in trouble here because he's going to tell his mom that we almost drowned. It'd be a whole fucking thing. I can't deal with that. Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
So I'm like trying to like, hey, this is fun. I'm like,
and wait, having a good time, buddy?
How about some more shrimp tempura when we get in?
If we get in, when we get in,
if we ever make it out of this thing.
Wait, the water was up to your chest. Hey, James, man, do you want to meet Roscoe 1-3? Are you nuts?
It
you
got,
can't
we,
bring a kid out in that deep water.
We got out there.
Jesus. Yeah, that's your problem.
It was just like literally, it was like the ocean was grabbing my legs and just pulling me, and I'm sitting there having fun, you know, teaching my kid how to throw a football.
Yeah, you had to Google first. I
did.
Yeah.
I did. I swear to God, I had no idea how to Google how to.
Plus, there's tiger sharks out there too. You got to be careful.
There's tiger lions out there.
That's the fucking lion show. That was a good piece of business.
You got to be careful, bro. It's a crazy world, Myrtle Beach. Fuck, dude.
Yeah. If there's an undertow, you swim parallel. If there's a riptide, you swim towards.
Doggy.
It's diagonal towards the beach.
I started giving him bits of advice that I've heard about drowning, but it wasn't like based off an analogy. I was like, all right, James, you know, if you get out there and, you know, you start getting taken out, I was like, just start to float. And then I was like, and then, you know, that it'll just, you know.
When you hit Europe, call me.
You'll hit land eventually. I don't know what to say. What do? You float, and then what do you do? Like, I never learned baby CPR.
Really?
Like, yeah, I had a baby the whole time, and I was like, I really got to learn baby CPR at one point. And then he just stopped being a baby at one point. I was like, I never learned
it. You made a pet. Do you know regular CPR?
I think I could guess it.
That's, no.
I bet you that I could figure it out.
That sounds reassuring.
What would I guess? All right, so let's see if I could do it. Shannon, come in here. Shannon,
start choking.
Lie down, chest up, on the table. Shannon, you want to let me give you CPR?
It's just all boobs. It's just going to be all
just
boobs.
Just relax.
Hands.
I'm touching your boobs. I'm going to give you mouth to mouth, and I'm going to press in your chest.
That's my boob.
There is no mouth to mouth anymore.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
It's ass to mouth. No. Flip them over and blow in their asshole.
You don't do mouth to mouth anymore.
Uh-uh. You don't do mouth to mouth.
They don't teach it in CPR class anymore.
Yeah. Doggy, I'd be mouth to mouth.
Because you know what was happening.
Time's up. Me too.
People have heart attacks and stuff like that. Sometimes they throw up when they're down. And people were throwing up into other people's mouths. And you get like pretty bad liver disease from it.
Ew, by drinking somebody else's puke?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, that can't be good. You're eating, taking in someone else's bile. That's not good.
That's a tough look.
What would you rather do? Drink a cup of my puke or watch that baby die again?
Watch that baby die again.
You're fucked up, dude.
Yeah, you are fucked up.
You can save that baby's life by drinking a cup of my puke.
It's me watching it.
What if you can save that baby's life by drinking a cup of my puke? Right now, you go to go back in time.
Oh,
you gotta drink.
Hold on. Let me run this scenario in my head. Well, he was in Myrtle Beach. He probably didn't have that great of a life ahead.
Right here.
Let's be honest.
Full of my
puke. Let's be honest.
Ugh.
He was probably there on like a Groupon or something.
Did that kid a favor.
Yeah.
You got 5 seconds.
Oh god.
You could save that baby's life by drinking a cup of my puke. You gotta chug it.
What'd
down.
You eat? Not the shrimp tempura. No way.
He had Liger for lunch.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty selfish. That's a lot.
Would you?
To save that baby. I didn't see that baby.
But okay.
It's not burned into my brain.
Not mine.
I don't
either.
Know that kid.
That's why I can't sleep at night.
What if that kid was going to be a piece of shit, you know?
He wasn't going to fucking split the atom or anything, let's be honest.
You don't know that.
You don't know that he was going to. I'm not fucking drinking puke on a whim here.
Look, he deserves the opportunity to do that. Now drink
then
the puke.
Then you drink the fucking puke.
Look, I'll drink the fucking puke.
This kid's genes are from some very unattentive people.
Yeah, right? Okay, mom was sleeping. The dad was in the shower.
This family does not pay attention to
detail. The aunt was staying. There was multiple families staying in this hotel room, which is a bad sign to begin with.
All that stuff was always burned into my...
There it is.
Is this it?
18-month-old.
2004?
Yes, it's exactly. I was in high school, yeah.
April
it was at the
8th,
Breakers Hotel. Yes, Breakers Resort.
Oh, my God. 18-month-old whose family was vacationing from Georgia has died after falling six. It was only six. This is an exaggerating asshole. One-year-old baby,
why
was it
like,
stories.
Where are you coming from? 1 year. I was off by 6 months.
Wow, dude. You're off by six stories, too.
I said 10, first
Thanks,
of all.
Buddy.
I said 10 or 12 up there.
It was a girl. Listen, baby. Everyone imagined a boy baby. Right?
I thought it was a boy too.
Yeah, well,
in my head.
At that point.
Look at that! Another balding kid was seen in the area. Possibly could have saved his life
by drinking.
Refused to drink.
But refused to drink vomit as the baby fell to its death.
His parents and aunt and uncle and four other children in one room. Okay, so it was his parents and uncle.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me see this now. Hotel balcony pronounced dead at 10:44 a.m. Wednesday.
That's
at the
insane.
Hospital less than an hour after he fell onto a pool deck. The Breakers Resort Hotel.
Oh, it was a boy then. It was a boy named Ashley.
Oh, it was a boy named Ashley? Oh, that's how he killed himself.
I can't do it. I don't know why he's Lewis, boys.
Horry County Deputy Coroner Dan Bellamy said, wow, dude. Police are investigating the cause of the fall. We don't think we'll have charges pending. His parents, aunt, uncle, and four other children. Was it one room?
Well, let's look at the mother's name here.
Sassity niece. It was a white baby?
Yeah.
That's a sin.
Damn, good fucking. How the fuck did you find that?
Watching the boy turned away for a moment to wake up the boy's father. Oh, wait. Ashley. Wait. His father was Ashley as well.
Yes.
Neesmith was asleep when he fell. An aunt watching the boy had turned away for a moment to wake up the boy's father, and the boy left the room.
That would freak me out.
1990, only one other toddler has died of a fall in South Carolina. Wow, dude, that's fucked up, dude. It's also you.
Now you know why I'm so disgruntled all the time. Every time I close my eyes, I see that. Is that for me? Oh, thanks, man.
Dude, Scott Chaplin had a fucking crazy story, right? But he was at a water park.
He saw a guy crack his head open and die.
Yeah, a guy just had a fucking, like, an aneurysm or some shit and, like, standing there and just fell over and cracked his skull. He was like, watch this dude bleed out and die.
So it's your turn, buddy. You going to go or? Yeah.
Over hey, no holding up the line, dude.
Takes his raft. Well, he's got the double raft.
God damn it, dude.
Steals wristband.
He's got the all-day pass.
Yeah. Yeah, so you know what my son did? Is this classy or trashy? I don't know if it's somewhere in between.
We'll talk about how you got back to the shore. Before. It ain't shaping up so far.
Oh, we just
now the almost
just swam.
Yeah, I mean, okay. So far, let's recap. Yo Kratom guys pick you up in a Lamborghini SUV from the airport.
Uh-huh. Lamborghini station wagon. What the fuck?
Yeah, who the fuck has a Lamborghini hatchback? Fucking dorks.
I've never seen a Lamborghini with wood paneling on the sides.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Sell some more Kratom. Raise your prices. Get the actual Lamborghini.
They picked me up a 1990 Lamborghini hatchback.
Lamborghini was spelled wrong.
Thanks.
Yeah. You went to the exotic petting zoo, which was part of a scandal on Netflix.
Yeah.
You went to one steak dinner, a lot of eating at the bar. Got caught in an undertow.
Eating rock shrimp at the Residence Inn.
Yeah,
no, it's
not good.
No,
those were just chicken fingers.
And
you
then
know
I,
that, right?
So we went up into one of those skywalk things. You see them in big malls sometimes, where it's like,
what's a fucking skywalk?
You're on a harness and you get to like walk across a little platform.
I saw.
There's one in the Palisades Mall.
Or one in the Palisades in a mall. Now I always see them and I'm like, that looks kind of fun. It looks kind of dumb. It almost looks like sort of like stupid. Like,
sure.
Why would anybody even do that? It's not very thrilling. Doggy, my son wanted to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that story. He was up pretty high.
I've never been more terrified in my entire life. I went up for exactly 30 seconds, and I was like, this is fucking crazy. I'm leaving. Like, I'm on a, like, I didn't even go on a thing.
You were just on the platform. Like
I was walking up the stairs, and I was like, this isn't too much.
Sometimes, like, a water park, the stairs are the scariest part.
I
don't like it.
Preach to the choir, buddy.
Paco, my car. The 12. Oh, Paco. Fuck you, Paco.
You said 12:30.
No, I said 12. I swear to God, I said 12. God damn it.
Tickets are write-off anyway.
That shit was fucking horrifying.
Yeah.
And my son, and he was like fucking scared as hell. He was up there, and he was going on the advanced ones. He's like walking on a rope, and his legs are shaking. He's crying. And I'm like, what are you doing? But at one point, like, everybody on the floor was watching him do it. Like, and he'd like make it over the platform. He's so nervous. He's freaking out. But he'd make it, and everyone starts cheering. And he's like, they did the next thing. And the whole time, I'm having a heart attack. And he's connected to a thing, but it's still, dude, I hated it.
That's,
I hated it so
nuts.
Much.
I would have faked an asthma attack and called it a day.
Yeah, I'll be in the lazy river. I quit that bullshit. Nope.
Fuck that.
So that's garbage too. Any tennis, golf, reading, painting?
None of that stuff.
No? Sailing?
Any nice dress clothes? You get dressed up and go out to dinner?
No, even the nice steakhouse I was
You wore a tank top or something.
A tank top and shorts and flip-flops.
Oh,
flip-flops.
My God. To a nice steakhouse, Louis? Steakhouse.
I like that, though. That's a new thing for me. I will never get dressed up again.
You don't find it like you don't be like, oh, I feel pretty good about myself in a suit or anything?
No, I feel like when I dress like shit, when I go to a nice restaurant, I feel like the people looking at me are like, oh, this guy must be important.
That's an insane statement. Like, this guy's like a tech startup or something. Yeah, or like, dude, yeah. This guy's a Bitcoin millionaire.
I show up like this and they're like, what is this guy? What does he do?
No, you look like you just knocked over an ATM machine. No, that's dude, what you I'll look tell like. You,
I bet you that guy owns a zebra.
You know what I mean? I need a Rolex. I realize that's all I need. If I have a Rolex, I can wear anything that I want.
That's true.
That is pretty true. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Get a fake one. No one will know. No. From a distance, no one will know.
I'm not getting a fake Rolex. Could you get a real one?
What's a real Rolex? You get like $5,000? You got that?
I have no idea. I don't know $5,000 to spend on a watch.
$5,000, $10,000?
Fucking nuts.
You're dropping $1,200 to fucking
take pictures with illegal animals.
It's an experience for my son that he's going to remember for the rest of his life. Taking a trip, eating a great meal, those are experiences in life. They're not physical things.
Sure.
Okay. I think physical things, that's fine. I just don't buy. I don't buy fucking like toys and things like that. I don't really give a shit. You know, that's not like my thing.
You buy him toys?
Yeah, he's got some toys.
Yeah, for sure. But like a Rolex isn't like, it's not like you're like, I mean, it's $5,000 on a Rolex.
And they increase in value. It's actually an investment.
It's like it's a savings account. You can always get your money out of that, at least half of it, if you're hemmed up.
But then think about that, dude. You're fucking buying a Rolex. The moment you go to sell that Rolex, like where you're at in your life, what a sad moment.
Tough look.
It's true.
You know?
Do you ever think you'll bottom out again? Because I worry about that now that we're making a little money. If I am ever going to be like, oh, I'm fucking broke again.
I hope not. I don't think so.
Get this petting zoo off the ground. It'll be all right.
I don't think so. I think you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Got some irons in the fire. Hopefully it'll work out.
I heard
out.
A comedy club's in the works. Yeah, I was thinking about throwing a couple of... You were opening up to a round of investors.
Mm. You want to invest?
AYG was thinking about throwing a couple of bucks in the circle. Maybe a joint partnership.
Maybe we can make that happen.
You know, Foley
maybe
can wait
make
tables.
That happen. Who knows?
Yeah, I'll work the tables.
All right, let's see. Ding Dong Zed says Lewis is a dummy. Ding Dong Zed is blocked from the live chat for 24 hours. Can you make that happen, Shannon? Thank you. Thank you.
Strict but fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sick of it. So let's...
Is that it for the vacation? Is that everything you did?
I think that was basically it. We just did a bunch of fun like things like that. Threw a football around.
And you did not know how to throw a football prior, is that true?
Yeah, I did not know how to throw it.
That's strange.
Did you watch a YouTube video?
Can you throw a baseball?
I mean, not really. Can I? Can I?
It will leave his hand.
It'll go backwards, but...
Can I or will I?
You didn't want to play any sports. Big guy like you, high school, never thought about it.
I want to say I was a fringe goth. I would wear like eyeliner. I had long hair.
Bit of a dork. I've seen pics, yeah.
Not a dork. Very cool.
Wasn't cool.
You had
a weird mustache going on.
I have.
Shannon, do we have a picture of that?
Yeah, pull up.
Do we
Lewis's...
have a picture of Lewis in high school?
I'd love to see the old Salty Black Flower website.
You've never seen? I mean, it's not a good look.
No.
It's a bad look.
Yeah.
Not that I was the coolest guy.
No, I mean, here's the thing. I was.
That's a okay one. There's some worse. There's a black and white one I saw. That's not great.
Yeah, that was when I had long hair. Look at my long hair, Shannon. That's in a ponytail. Go back. Fuck, I look cool. Fuck, I was awesome, dude. I really wish I would have fucking embraced it while I had hair. So my hair used to be really
curly. Squire P-Base, too.
Yeah, that is a Squire.
I owned one. I'm well aware. It was like $119 for the whole package. Yeah, the kickback amp.
It was my sister's bass guitar. I played drums. We were going to be like Hanson.
Puerto Rican Hanson.
A fat, poor Hanson. Gorgeous blonde children from a multimillionaire producer father. It's our heroin
addict. Is that what
mother.
It was?
Yeah. Right? Their father was like a record producer or something, right?
That makes sense.
I just think your sister playing bass guitar is the fattest decision I've ever heard. What a commitment to being fat.
Man, that is a personality,
I took that away and I gave her an upright bass. So I was like, here, play the tuba. Yeah.
You score yourself walking down the street.
A high school girl on the electric bass is a bad look.
Yeah, when I was in high school, I was in a band. There I was. Look how cool I was.
Jesus. That doesn't look like you.
No. I was cool, doggy.
That is the most Puerto Rican backdrop as
but
well.
I was
fucking spackled drywall and some electrical conduit.
Yo, get me in front of the pipes.
That was the hallways of the Palisade Center Mall. We did that photo shoot with my guitarist's sister, who was a photographer.
That's not a photo shoot.
It's
a photo shoot.
Oh, dude.
God.
Man, yeah, that guy needs a wedgie stat.
dude,
you stink, Lewis. You fucking stink.
That picture, bring that picture back up. That picture should be a man holding a topless pregnant woman.
Even you know, like pedophiles wouldn't touch it.
The maternity shoot?
The guy holding
the girl's boobs? That's that guy.
That's a dead kid in high school's photo. Yeah. You know that, right?
that's a kid who fell off a balcony.
That kid drowned at Myrtle Beach right there.
He was eaten by a liger shortly after
that. That should be airbrushed on 25 t-shirts at a memorial.
Yeah, and only 12 people show up.
Oh, man.
That's a bad look, Lewis.
Yeah. Yeah, well, look, dude, I was, out of all my dorky friends, I was the one who was...
Drumsticks in the woods?
This is the
Oh my God.
I thought you were like a tough guy, like a tough kid.
You're wearing a puka shell necklace, you fucking dork.
You have a commitment to sweatpants throughout your life.
No, those are jean shorts.
Why
are you hugging the tree?
We had a song called David the Tree Gnome, and this was the photo shoot specifically.
Stop saying photo shoot, Lewis. It was some whore with a camera.
Why is that one symbol so small?
It's a splash.
Sweet garage door, though.
Yeah, that was in the living room. Dude.
That's when we were living in a storage unit.
Dude, that was awesome.
Any more? I love this. I can do this all day.
This is great.
There he is.
Okay. Oh, that's we got it. Windows now.
New Year's Eve party, senior year of high school. That was class 2. That was the year 2000. We all thought the Y2K bug was going to shut society
down.
I'm
going to drum us into the new millennium.
By the way, you can see
we're going to go down with our ship.
Yeah.
You can see the hairline going here because he's brushing it forward.
Mm-hmm. You can see it's a little light back. It's a little light in the corners.
This is it. Yeah, this was the last. Once I shaved my head.
That was the last.
Well, it started going a little bit. I was like, let me shave my head, see how I look with a shaved head. And I was like, you know what? I don't like it. Let's go back to having hair. And then the hair never came back.
That's not your college dorm room.
No, that's a chick's college dorm room.
Yeah, I was going to say for sure.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's her tampons that I put in my nose as well.
And I think that's the same shirt from the photo shoot years earlier.
No. That's a gray.
I think it is.
It's not. I know the shirt. I know my button-down shirts, doggy. That was a gray one. That was a blue one.
That's got Burlington.
That was St. Thomas Aquinas College. And that's the baby that died in Myrtle Beach.
Stealing someone else's keys.
Aw, I was cute. Thanks, Shannon.
That's a tough-looking baby carriage, too. Yeah. Uh-oh. Oh,
dude, you look like a different person in every... Is your hair bleached, by the way? That's dyed. That's not bleached.
That is bleached.
That's bleached?
That's bleached.
A little bit of a pork chop in there, too.
Yeah.
Are you wearing your KFC uniform?
I am my KFC uniform. I used to work at KFC.
You're drumming at a concert in a KFC shirt?
Yeah.
That's a Kentucky Fried Chicken shirt?
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty sweet shirt.
It's not a bad shirt.
It looks like a Fat Farm shirt. That's what I thought it was, to be honest with you.
We used to...
Tomato, tomato.
The sticks kept slipping out of your hands.
I used to... Yeah,
dude, you look huge.
You look like the Fat Rock.
I was probably 300 pounds there.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Blonde hair. So crushed puss, doggy.
Has anybody heard Lewis play the drums?
You would post videos.
I post videos sometimes. I just posted a video recently. I'm okay. I'm not very good. I never was very good.
You can play.
I'm about as good of a drummer as I am comedian. Just okay.
Surround yourself by other good drummers?
Yeah.
Did you ever make the joke when you wore your KFC shirt on stage that at both jobs you had drumsticks?
No, but that would have been fucking clever as fuck.
It just took him 15 years to think of that.
I wish I had you to write my jokes back then, dude. I would have fucking crushed it.
You didn't sing behind the drums, did you?
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
You did? Don Henley style?
Yeah, dude.
Really?
Were you background? You weren't the lead? Was there a song you were the lead and everybody else just stood there like a fucking jerk?
No, but there was one song that I played bass and sang vocals for, and I switched. Me and the bassist switched roles.
During a band set, that's a big...
Is that the band?
That's outside of the Victoria's Secret at the Palisade Center Mall.
Is this the photo shoot?
Yeah, dude. The Salty Black Flower.
Why aren't you dressed up like the rest of them.
In fact, shout out to James Meekum, who is standing right above me, who I hung out with yesterday. Our 8-year-old children had a play date yesterday.
Everybody looks like they're in a band. Lewis looks like he's about to go skiing or something.
Yo, these clothes are too big for me.
Wow. How much did you pay for the photo shoot? Jesus Christ. Did you guys ever practice or just take fucking pictures? Every fucking thing, you're just sitting around.
Everybody else is like fits together, and then there's you in the middle. That's the same fucking shirt, too.
I'm the drummer.
Every one of these pictures, every picture of your band looks like three kids are buying ecstasy from a Puerto Rican, and they handed you instruments and took a picture.
Yeah. Also looks like your jeans are hemmed.
I know.
Man. No, those were big old JNCO jeans.
Were you the kid that went trick-or-treating without a costume on?
I know. I used to bring three different masks because I was a fat kid. So I just switch masks. I go to the back of the line, switch my mask, go to the back of the line again, boom, triple candy
same
every house.
Same button-up
shirt on. Triple candy every house.
Dude.
Those jeans. Those
whatever that kid's wearing, the lead guitarist, whatever he's that shirt, those were so big in the fucking 2000s.
I'm
the
not as thick as you drunk I am.
Yeah, the black shirt with like the witty the witty white text.
I'm not gay, but my boyfriend is.
Yeah, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Little, very hot topic-y.
Oh, that's what us outside fuck, of the Victoria's Secret.
You think?
Is that a girl in the red?
No, that's John Hickey. The lead singer of Salty Black Flower.
Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies to Mr. Hickey.
The fuck is wrong with you?
You guys thought you were doing it back then, didn't you?
Really?
Yeah, we...
Photo shoot at the mall? Yeah. What
oh, my God.
That green light that was there, naturally.
Doggy, I know a green light in the hallway of the mall. Next weekend, get James's sister to bring her camera. We got a photo shoot.
Yeah, how did you get in there? How did you get into that part of the mall?
He worked at the mall, probably.
No, this is like late at night. We used to play... I feel like how gay that photo looks. We used to play.
You look like a different guy, and you look like a 74-year-old Puerto Rican man right there.
We used to play Manhunt in the mall. So the Palisades Center Mall was the first mall in Rockland that would like stay open. The stores would close, but you could still get in.
Really?
Because there's a movie theater. There's an ice skating rink. So yeah. So we would go in like late at night and play Manhunt. We would like steal. You see right behind me. There's that like a kiosk, and what they would do
they
with
put
the kiosk
a tent around it.
They essentially the way you cover a car, like a car cover, and then it gets tight at the bottom. They lock it, sure. Right? But you can just reach your fucking hand right up underneath anything on the bottom shelf of those kiosks.
All the Annie's pretzels you want,
doggy. Anything you want. I mean, just it's like whatever's on that bottom shelf. Just fuck, grab it.
Bunch of cheap cologne. You're good.
That's the Rainforest Cafe.
I mean, that's really something else.
We did a photo shoot at the mall.
And was one of those going to be the album cover? Did you have an album or a demo?
The
I know this is, you guys went over this probably a lot over the past years, but this is.
No, we haven't actually. We didn't go over what those photos meant. So the.
It means you're a dork.
The picture in front of us in front of the two people kissing, that was the cover of the Implicit single.
Implicit.
Implicit.
Okay.
Still don't know what that word means.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's a word.
Yeah.
What was the gross sales on that one? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah,
how many units you moved?
Did you ever get out of the red on that one? You guys still recouping.
All right, let's get some of these news stories out. It's a news show. We haven't done any news. We got 5 minutes left in the fucking show, Shannon. Come on now. What are we doing here? A couple things here. Let's talk about. Oh yeah. Nevada, right? Miss Nevada's a transgendered.
I saw that. Cute.
Fucking hot, right?
Yeah.
Let's see her. What a good world we live in, dude. We're so accepting of trans people now. As long as they're hot. Like if it's a gross, like old dude, like a weirdo, like who's like the Porno for Pyros video. There's a lot of trannies that look like that in New York.
Yeah, I just think that's people have things with ugly people. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know. What one's who?
Nevada.
Which one is which?
I don't even know.
That's a guy on the right.
Let's see. Shannon, I don't know which one was which. You're not letting us know.
I don't know.
I think the one on the right.
Figure it out.
That's got to be the guy.
Oh.
That's Mr.
Sorry, I didn't know the mic was on. It's the one on the right.
Yeah.
And they're all beautiful.
But what is the one on the left? Are they both Miss Nevada?
She's Miss Nevada Teen.
Hell yeah.
They're all very attractive.
Beautiful. Even the one in the middle, like, you know.
Yeah, even the one who's like their press secretary is really
cute. Yeah,
she's more my speed.
Yeah. Let's see just more of just the tranny one, guys. Come on. Let's
transgender,
fucking,
Lewis.
Let's think of our fucking audience here. Well, obviously, we want to see the picture of this transgendered
lady.
Woman.
Lady.
Whoa, man.
Queen.
This whoa, man.
Whoa, man.
Whoa, man.
This beautiful queen.
Did she got her dick cut off?
Not
that's
good of
a hot chick. If you don't, that is a pretty woman.
That is pretty much a woman.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, she's cute.
Well, sure cute.
She's very pretty.
Yeah.
Does she have her cock?
Can I?
They did not reveal that because I feel like that's too much information. But she's just the first openly.
That is like my first question. If I meet a transgendered person, I'm like, do you have your cock? Can I say yes or grab it?
You're interviewing the pageant members?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question real quick.
In the bathing suit, she comes out in board shorts.
Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm very open. I said she was very attractive.
Very attractive.
Good for her. Good for her.
I got nothing wrong with
it. I got no problem with her. You know, if you can beat other women in a beauty con, it's not the same thing because, like, people are comparing it to, like, you know, male transgender or, you know, male to female.
MMA or something or sports.
Yeah, doing sports,
no,
right?
You're not going to beat the living shit out of the other.
It is for a beauty competition for about feminine beauty.
Yeah. All's fair game.
It's a clear disadvantage to have a cock and an Adam's apple.
Yes, yeah.
Big hands, hairy knuckles, mm-hmm. all that shit. They're all.
You're accomplishing more.
Yeah, no, none of
hemorrhoids.
This shit. It's more impressive. It
yeah,
is
that's what
more
I'm
impressive. She's at a massive disadvantage. This is not the same thing. Because, no, I don't believe that transgendered athletes should be able to compete against women. I think that's crazy. I think it's a crazy fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, look, if there's enough need for it, create a transgendered fucking athletic league.
Sure. Actually,
tell me you wouldn't watch that.
I would watch it in a heartbeat.
Tell me you wouldn't watch tranny cage fighting.
Dude, we'll do fucking tranny everything. Tranny decathlons. We'll call it a decathlon. D-I-C-K. Decathlon.
No, take that back.
No, it's great.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Very attractive.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Good for her. I'd smash. Hell yeah, dude. We all would. Everyone sitting there, we'd all smash. But if she had a dick, I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's not for me.
It's too much. I'd kiss her.
Sure.
I'd just give her a little kiss.
We did that at the same time. It kind of creeped me out a little bit. Yeah, no, don't look at me and do that.
All right.
I'd be holding onto her cock like I was trying to land a plane for the first time.
You got a real cowboy up here.
Jerkstore JK says, stop saying she, you woke faggots. I don't have a problem. It naturally flows off my tongue to say she.
I didn't think about making too. The right choice there no. as well.
We were looking at
somebody who appears to be a woman in a beauty contest. She just comes to
in order for me to call her a he, I would have to try to be a dick.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I'd have to actually consciously be like, no, I'm going to call it a he.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think I'm woke for that. I think, you know.
How about you just
get
fucking
with the
polite.
Times.
You're yeah, just come polite. On, she wants to be a she, she's a she.
It's 2021.
That's right.
Get with the times, baby.
If I may do a little cross promotion on the SDR show tonight, a few of the Gas Digital crew will be dressed up as drag queens to compete in the SDR show drag race tonight at 9:00 live on GasDigitalNetwork.com.
Who's competing?
I feel like, should I reveal that?
Yeah.
It will be Maddie Jester Skulls, my co-host,
okay.
Dylan, and Tanner.
Great.
Okay, well, now I'm not watching because I was hoping it was going to be Paco because they make the best ones.
That is true.
Isn't it? I'm very happy to see them. They'll all be in heels. Like, there is someone coming in to do their makeup, their hair.
Oh, great. Maddie Jester Skulls will be 5'6".
Yes.
Dylan will look good.
Yeah, Dylan will be a little hottie.
Yeah, cutie Dylan, pie. Dylan's going to fucking take the competition.
Dylan's cleaning up. That tall drink of water?
Yeah.
All right, look, we're wrapping.
Lipstick on him?
You guys are the fucking shit. We're out. This has been a fun show. Real Ass Podcast every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here on the Gas Digital Network. Make sure you guys subscribe. Tune in, 11 a.m. Eastern. Go subscribe to my YouTube channel as well. The fight journals have been absolutely killing it lately. Shout out to Paco for directing and editing those because they're so much fun. In fact, you know what? Fuck it. Throw on the latest fight journal. End the show. I like it. We do that once in a while. New fight journal's out now. If you haven't watched it, here is the latest fight journal called Harrington Has a Girlfriend.
Does he?
I think so.
Oh, that's
he's been
awesome.
Fucking off. He's been fucking off lately. He's too comfortable. A little fat. All right. Here it is. Guys, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, buddy.
Please leave your message for 25041639910.
Harrington, where the fuck are you? Do you want to be a part of Team Rattlesnake or not? Ridiculous.
Dylan, there's about to be a spot on Team Rattlesnake.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what to do with that. He literally unpacks his pockets.
Jesus Christ.
This is, come look at what's actually in Harrington's pockets. This is the way a psychopath lives his life, okay? He just throws garbage and drugs.
And drugs.
And drugs just on a bench in a gym. Diego, how do you feel about this?
Not great.
Harrington!
It looks like he opened his drunk drawer on my gym bench.
It's psychotic. I've never in my life.
What's up?
You just empty your pockets.
What, I'm gonna bring that onto the mat? That stuff could all fall out. It'd be a problem.
Harrington, you can't leave drugs out in. This is an actual gym. This is actually a place. There's real people that come here. Maybe you'll hide it under your hat. Why there's boogery napkins and garbage?
There's a surprising amount of crumpled up napkins.
Why is there clean?
Why is
there's
so
no
much
way they're clean.
Garbage.
They're 100% clean.
Why is there so much garbage in your pocket?
Because you broke my nose 3 months ago, and I have real sinus problems because of it.
So he brings paraphernalia into the gym, and then he has to even borrow gloves. So.
Why does he have to borrow gloves? Where's his stuff? Harrington, where's your stuff?
What?
Why didn't you bring your gear?
I didn't know I was doing this today.
What is going on with you?
You do this every Wednesday.
You literally, there's no difference. This is our schedule. I'm not even bad acting right now. My mind is legitimately blown as to why Harrington has just fallen the fuck off for the past 2 weeks. What's going on with you? You're fatter than you've ever been.
Ever?
Literally.
Ever.
Than ever.
Ever.
You're not showing up with your gear. You're meeting us here. You're not meeting us at the studio. The level of commitment to this team is legitimately in question right now. Whereas Dylan's asking me to come to fucking jiu-jitsu, he's asking me if I can help him get him into some more classes.
Seriously?
What is going on?
I actually have.
No, he really has. I'm telling you, I can't act. Everyone knows this. If you watch Fight Journal Season 2, you will realize I'm a terrible actor.
Season 2!
My fucking mind is blown right now. Dylan is actually more committed to this than Harrington, and it's surprising. This guy, this was his life for a hot minute. And I feel like, whatever, who's this chick that you dated?
Oh!
Yes! Finally!
That's what it is!
There's a new chick. Finally, we're in a place where the videos are starting to get a little bit of traction, the views are going up on the web series, and you've never been any less committed to this. And honestly, I'm questioning whether or not you could even be fit to fight for Team Rattlesnake.
I have an injury. I have a legitimate injury that stops me from actually partaking in this.
Okay, so stop coming.
Hard sparring today, guys, all right? No fucking around.
I couldn't tell you what Lewis is so upset about. I mean, obviously, I have the injury down here. I physically cannot work as hard as I have been for the months leading up to this moment. I thought having, you know, an actual tear would get me some goodwill, but I guess not. I got to prove myself, earn my way back on the Team Rattlesnake. I don't know how this works. I've been fired so many times.
I want this and I want to help this time. Good. Now start turning your chest over there. There you go. Convert the leg. Boom. See, now relax all the way on the outside of your right leg. And you're going to try to keep it by this. You need to keep your head by the shoulder. Because there's a staff in here. It's going to push. There's a shoulder longer. I thought you'd go.
Bob, what is that?
Why are you so nervous?
You're huge.
What are you saying? You're on top. You're in dominant position.
Yeah.
All right, you're both. Good. Sit back. Dylan, try to stay on your knees. Okay, your arm is going to be submitted. Slow. Okay. Again.
I didn't want to flip over and die. Let's go.
What is he doing, daddy kick?
You did last time. Alright, ready? Let's go.
So use your feet against the ground to change your angles. Push and rotate. There you go. Don't overwork yourself. Good. 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 That looks good. That looks good. Look at your head. Get that left arm. Use the right hand to keep his head in place.
You got my mouth. Oh, shit.
He's got... Okay, and since he's long and wiry, it feels like I'm grappling with a bundle of sticks.
You got me.
I mean, we're working as hard as we've ever worked. Even Dylan, I'm so impressed with Dylan. He's just really putting it in right now. He wants to learn every aspect of this game. But Harrington, I don't know what the fuck is going on, Harrington. I mean, seriously, he's gaining weight. He's looking sloppy. He looks tired all the time. He's not shaving. He's got fucking garbage in the locker room. He's emptying his pockets full of garbage. I don't know if he's homeless again. I have no idea what's going on with him. But I'm genuinely questioning his commitment to this team at this point. Seriously.
Right here.
That's all, folks.
Hey, guys, before we go, I got to tell you about one of the incredible shows here on the network, which is the SDR Show. If you guys love this show, you will love the SDR Show featuring Ralph Sutton and the great Big J Okerson. These guys are essentially boomers who try to rape chicks on their show, and it's uncomfortable for most, but funny for others. So go and check out their incredible shows anywhere you can find podcasts, or check out their entire catalog at GuestDigitalNetwork.com. But in the meantime, check out this clip.
Rob Halford, and Halford tells me that he doesn't warm up, which just shoots everything I just fucking said out the window. But I don't know if he's kind of embellishing the truth a little, because how cool would that be? You know, oh, yeah. I don't need any of that shit. It's
his exercise is probably something gay and he doesn't want to tell you. Because you got to gargle jizz, but I don't know how to tell you that, Sebastian.
Dude, could you not fucking wreck this interview? Like, seriously. Like, Rob Halford's a friend of mine.
He's a genius.
Yeah, so spare the fucking comments, because I'm not posting that. That's for sure.
You don't have to post that part.
I think he's coming on next week, by the way. I just spoke to him today. I think he's coming on.
Maybe you should skip those kind of comments.
Rob Halford and Sebastian, I would say that was one of the ties into to the show altogether, was that Rob and I actually met Rob Halford at it. You both did the goddamn comedy jam that is Josh's here's show.
You did my TV show, remember? We shot it at the Roxy where you sang with Hal Sparks. It was 2017 January. You sang, not Back in Black. You Shook Me All Night Long with Hal Sparks. It was originally supposed to just be Hal Sparks. And then they were like, we need somebody that can help him. And then they got you involved, and you just fucking killed it.
I think he's gone. Did we lose him?
I know he's here.
I think his video thing cut off.
I think his video just cut out. I don't know what happened. I'm not sure. I hear something. Do you hear like a weird... Shannon, I think that's you, that noise I always hear.
It's pin quiet here.
Well, there's two...
He's here. I hear him like touching his phone, yeah.
Yeah, I think he just turned the camera off.
Or it went out. I don't know. We'll see.
We have to vamp. He is going to...
I think maybe, but I can't tell. He's still connected. That's what we know.
Can you still hear us, Sebastian?
I hear you loud and clear.
We just can't see you.
I don't know what happened.
Your camera turned off.
I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's rebooting. We'll figure it out.
Sebastian?
I don't know what's happening.
He said he hears us.
Maybe something happened. We could give it a second. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. I have
Shannon, your thoughts? Yeah, I think I hear that he's there.
It's. I mean, I see it. No, he's gone now.
Oh, he just left.
Yeah. So what happened
it was, I think it was the jizz comment.
Yeah, I said it beforehand. There was no way we were going to make a full hour with Sebastian.
Why?
I mean, you didn't even get past. I mean, it's just a throwaway joke.
We got past the jizz part, but it was really Josh's mention of goddamn Comedy Jam that got
That's
him.
What set it off. Yeah.
That's fucking weird. Isn't that weird?
I know that he gets very, I don't know the word to put it is. It just doesn't have a sense
like
of
social justice-y or something. That was weird.
Know. It was weird. Yeah.
I pulled out of it because I was just like, no, like Rob Halford's a genius and whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what to think. That was just a pretty throwaway thing he said. He said he doesn't have any no kind of warm up. But when I say it, I was like, he doesn't want to tell you because it's something gay.
Yeah,
like, don't say that. He goes, is he not gay? I thought that was the whole thing.
No, dude, you also said he gargled jizz. He probably gargles jizz, right, Sebastian?
I'm not gonna lie to you. If you said that about any gay friend of mine, it's like that's their warm up. Why would you be upset about that? He's rock and roll, dude.
I know. I just there's been times in my life.
That's weird.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
So is he coming back on? Someone like Stevie wants to come back on. I'll apologize for the comment, but I mean, I like, that's really like a.
Shannon, send a message.
I'm texting Paul, yeah.
Yeah, but I think that he's not going to come back.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.